This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Sometimes you know that people have done wrong, but you yourself can't do anything about it. Let me give you a scenario. You know this person has done you damage. They're not admitting to it. They have done damage to you, they're not admitting to it. It's hurting you. You want them to admit it, they won't admit it. Family members, close people have done this to you. And it's killing you inside, but they won't admit it. And you know they've done it. You've got enough evidence they've done it. But you can't do anything about it. Because if you do, there's going to be more damage. Yes or no, sometimes? Yes or no, guys? Some of you are still not getting on, friend. Let me give you an example. Yaqub alayhi salam. Yaqub alayhi salam, he one night, he's waiting for them to bring Yusuf alayhi salam back. They only took him today. And his sons come back, 10 of them. And all, وَجَاءُوا أَبَاهُمْ عِشَاءً يَبْكُونَ. They came late at night and they came all crying. Oh my God, these were called crocodile tears. You know what I'm saying? You guys understand in Australia crocodile tears? You better do so because you got a lot of crocodiles over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, fake tears. They came, they cried, and they said,
Yabana.
In Nastabiqo, they said, we went for a race. We were racing one another. وَتَرَكْنَا يُوسُفْ عِنَّ مَتَاعِ.
We left Yusuf behind us. أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ. They said there came a wolf and he ate him, because by the time we come back, we came back and we saw him. Here's his shirt. The wolf ate him. And
they forgot one big thing. Oh my God. If a wolf ate him, why would a wolf take his clothes off and eat him? You know what I'm saying? They never thought about that. They thought about bringing some evidence. We found something about Yusuf. But if a wolf ate him, then there should be no sign of his shirt. The first shirt is the first thing that will go straight into the wolf belly. Right? And there'll be tears and marks everywhere. But they thought, oh, what have we done here? So we got caught. Sugar. What do we do right now? So they got caught. Now, he says in the Quran, very clear. He gave them a clear indication. He knows they're up to something. And that's why he said, Wallahu a'lam bima tasifun. Allah knows best about what you're saying. But Yaqub alayhi salam was an old person. 10 of his sons have now taken his son Yusuf somewhere and dumped him. He doesn't know where he really is. Now imagine this old father. If he was to then take it out onto the 10 sons, hey, you guys are lying, hey, you guys are doing it, instead of فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ, those are his words. Instead of, you know, I'm gonna bear this out with a lot of patience, I'm gonna have patience. صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ, what does صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ mean? There's a sabr and there's a صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. صَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ means I'm gonna have such patience that this patience is in a way that I only will speak to Allah, and that's it. Not to anybody else. That's sabrun jameel. That all my complaints, innama ashku bathi wa huzni ila Allah, all my grief and everything inside is going to be turned towards Allah. That's sabrun jameel. And Yaqub alayhi salam decided to go down that path, but not to further push his children with inquiries. What have you done? What is this? What's the shirt? Where are the tears? Why would a wolf do this? None of this. Why? Because this is where we learn about, you know, Allah says in this chapter, Allah says a lot. He says the Alimun Hakim. He uses that a lot. Very knowledgeable and very wise. Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. They were very knowledgeable and very wise. Without the second thing, the wisdom, knowledge itself is nothing. So he understood that there are more dangers, because what's going to happen? Anyone tell me what's going to happen if he inquires further? What's going to happen? What could happen? Anyone? No? You guys are really hungry, man. that dad has to think about himself. He's an old man. If they made one family member, their brother, disappear, they could make him disappear tomorrow too. Or they could cause some real political problems for him in the household. Shun him to one side. Treat him like, you know, he's nothing. That's where hikmah comes in. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells about hikmah. Now I want to tell you this. Look, you found out someone spread rumors about you, or someone did this, someone did that, someone did that. How should you go about it? Well, you better start using your own hikmah and wisdom. Because if you go hard on everyone, then what happens is there are further other consequences that will come out. What is hikmah? A clear example of hikmah is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he says, "Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when one of you sees something that is, you know, evil, something that has happened, a bad thing, you see it, he said, let him change it and put it right with his hand. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. If you can't put it right with your hand, then use your tongue. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ بِلِسَانِهِ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. But if you can't do it with your tongue, then hate it with your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And this is the lowest branch of faith. Now what does that mean? This means not every person is a person in a position to stop something with their hand. Hand means authority. Hand literally authority, that you're in authority, you're in power, you're in position. You can stop it with your hand, as in you can enforce this person to stop what they're doing. But if you can't do that, whether you're a family member and you've got the power, whether you're a societal member, masjid member who's got the power, some community member who's got the power, if you got it, then you use your force to stop it. But if you can't, for some reason you can't, فَبِلِسَانِ, then you use your tongue to speak against it. Because you can't stop it with your hands. You can't stop it with power, but you're going to speak against it. You're going to tell them, don't do this. This is wrong. Do that. You're going to use your tongue. But then he says, if you can't do it with your tongue, because this is where wisdom comes. Sometimes if you speak against something, you make things worse. That's where wisdom comes. So you stay quiet. Yaqub alayhi salam stayed quiet. This was wisdom.